Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 10th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint lives in Chicago, Illinois, and his preaching today is entitled Anger and Kindness.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, "You shall not kill," and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, "Raca," will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to fiery Gehenna. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever been angry? I suspect you have. Most people have. I suspect everybody has. At any rate, as I've sat in the confessional over the years, one of the most often confessed sins is the sin of anger. Anger's natural, really. It's a response to a threat. Some anger is indeed necessary for our survival. Modern psychology tells us that anger becomes a problem when you have trouble controlling it, causing you to say or to do things you regret. For most of us, controlling our anger isn't the case. We recognize it. We understand that it somehow compromises the relationships we have with people, and we seek to have that sin forgiven. In the passage from today's gospel, we are confronted with deepening levels of this sin that we commit against other people, anger. These sins were new teachings not contained in the Old Testament. By this teaching, I think Jesus' call to radical holiness and love of neighbor is made clear for us. The first level of the sin is simply to be angry interiorly. The sin of anger is an interior attitude of disgust towards another person. Jesus says that the consequence of having anger towards another in our heart is that we will be liable to judgment. The second level of sin is when we say to another, "Raca." Raca is an interesting word, isn't it? It's an Aramaic word, difficult to translate, but probably would include some form of expression of one's anger towards another. Using it in a derogatory way is a way of saying to another person that they're unintelligent or somehow inferior to us. The third level of this sin of anger, Jesus identifies when we call another person a fool. It's even stronger than the expression of raca, a verbal criticism of the person, indicating that the person is a lost soul in a moral sense. It's a strong moral condemnation of another person that's expressed. So the gospel passage today wonders with us if we struggle with anger. You know, Jesus calling us to freedom from all levels of this sin is a high one. There are many times in life, I think, when our passion of anger is stirred up for one reason or another. A passion leads to one of those levels of sin. It's a common temptation, I think, to want to condemn another person with whom we are angry in the strongest possible way. But it's important to understand that this new teaching of Jesus is truly not a burden when understood and embraced. At first, it can seem that these laws of our Lord against anger are negative. That's because lashing out at another person gives a false sense of satisfaction. And these commands of our Lord, in a sense, rob us of that satisfaction. It can be a depressing thought to think about the obligation to forgive to the point that anger disappears. Is that depressing? Is the law of our Lord a burden? Jesus teaches us in this passage, in many ways, probably more for our own good than that for others, that our anger towards another, be it interior, verbally critical, or all-out condemning, can be hurtful towards a person with whom we are angry. But the damage these forms of anger do is far worse for us than for them. Seems to me that being angry, even interiorly, even if we put on a happy face, does great damage to our own soul and our own ability to be united to God. And for that reason, it's not this new law of our Lord regarding anger that's a burden. It's the anger itself that is a heavy burden, and a burden from which Jesus wants us all to be free. How do we free ourselves from this burden of anger? How do we lessen its effects on our soul? I have discovered over the years that one of the more powerful remedies of anger is gratitude. By doing a random act of kindness or showing some sort of kindness again to the person with whom we are angry lessens our sense of anger. It reduces the burden of being angry, because it seems to me that we can't be angry at a person that we're grateful for. So by writing a note of thanks to the person with whom we're angry for the things they do for us or for the ways in which they minister to the community or whatever, becomes a first step towards alleviating anger in our own heart. As we continue to walk the path that Jesus lays out for us today, may God bless us, removing the veil of sinfulness from our eyes so that we can truly see and understand what God calls us to. May God bless your day and bless your journey to heaven.